Hello there, good sir.
How you doing? Salutations.
I'm great. I was going over the free agency list earlier and trying to make a case for the Kings and Mike Conley.
He wouldn't go.
Yeah, but I just want to see Boogie have a someone who cares. Someone who can do things, you know?
That organization, as the article I wrote, it's just they have to start over. And I'd say give the keys to Seth Curry and let him and McLemore just be the guards with Rudy Gay and Cousins and Quentin Acey and Cauley Snide. You know, they're not going to attract anybody big. And then you got to remember what's there to do in Sacramento and plus California's, you know, taxes.
Well, yeah, that's true too, but it depends though, because if you get the right person to show someone around, and well, it's going to take a laid back person, like I was thinking earlier. It's going to take somebody real laid back to come out here. Not just, if you're flamboyant, you want like fast pace and all that. Nah, you probably need to go to LA or something, but Mike Conley seems pretty calm and reserved and laid back, so.
Well, why would he. Basically, why would he leave Memphis, who was always in the playoffs, struggled with the coach that he had, to go play with the same coach that he struggled with in Sacramento in a worse dysfunctional environment? Like, why would you do that? Besides money.
Yeah, besides money. But
he needs to know what it feels like. He hasn't made an all-star team. He needs to go east.
That's true too. A lot of people need to go east, including Kevin Durant. But I'll get to that in a second. But what Mike Conley, I feel like he did so well with a athletically challenged Zach Randolph. Granted, he had Marc Gasol too. But I feel like with Boogie, that'd be a dangerous combination.
I'm hating and I'm saying no. No, it would, but it's just, you know. It's like Rudy Gay was in Memphis with him. Granted, Mike Conley wasn't in his prime. Mm-hmm. I just don't see Mike Conley going to Sacramento. Like, Sacramento, I could see Deron Williams going to Sacramento, but I can't see the best point guard in the NBA going to one of the worst franchises in the NBA. Like, this is his year because, you know, next year, as we, you know, previously talked about, Steph, Westbrook, Blake, all those guys are free agents. So,
okay, well, who do you suggest comes this way?
To the Kings?
Yeah, can't be Deron Williams because he's a shell of himself. Somebody needs to replace Rondo because Rondo is he's great everywhere else, but they need somebody to put buckets up as well as score and rebound and everything.
That's why you need to start Seth Curry and have Deron Williams come off the bench.
I love the Seth Curry idea. It's just that the Kings have a horrible track record with developing anyone. Look at Ben McLemore.
I mean, just look at everybody they drafted in the past, you know, 5-10 years. I mean, five years. And, you know, like even people that they received for former draft picks aren't even there anymore. Look at Derek Williams. He was the number two pick in 2011. He's in New York, and then he's about to opt out. So, you know, that doesn't, like, make any type of sense. Like, they're only coach that they've had more than 3 years was Paul West. I can never pronounce his name.
Paul Westphal?
Yeah, from 2009 to 2012. But before then, every year was a different coach, and after then it was a different coach every year.
Yeah, I think they ran through like three in a year and a half in a couple of GMs.
Yeah, they're.
If Mike Conley went east though, like I guess as long as he don't go to New York.
Mike Conley.
That's suicide.
I don't know because he's such an underrated guy. You don't hear about him, right? You know, in the limelight. So you don't know if he is content with making money or winning championships. Because if he wants to make a lot of money, he could go to the Brooklyn Nets. You know, they're bottom feeders of the East.
And play with Brooke Lopez.
With Brooke Lopez, and if Thaddeus Young re-signs with Jared Jack. Coming off his ACL surgery.
There's too many horrible teams out there to even think of that.
You know,
that suffer. That seals his fate.
You have so many. I mean, you know, okay, you go through, look at Atlanta. Jeff Teague obviously is gone. He didn't even finish like the last couple of games. Schroeder did. So Schroeder is their point guard. I think Jeff Teague. I think Jeff Teague will go to probably Dallas because Dallas is going to need a point guard.
Yeah, or, yeah.
Because you know, Monte can't play the one, and I don't think Ty Lawson's going to be there. I think Ty Lawson is going to be a backup for probably Charlotte or New York or something. But the Knicks want Mike Conley. It's New York. They're going to throw a lot of money at him, so, and he has Carmelo, so he doesn't really have to worry about scoring, you know?
I'm going to throw some names at you in a shooting guard list. You tell me where you think they may go. DeMar DeRozan.
I think DeMar DeRozan resigns.
Yeah, he does have a good thing.
I don't think he's going to handle. Everybody's talking about him going to LA. I just don't see him. I don't see him going to a big market like that where he's the man.
I think it's too much pressure to play in your hometown.
Yeah, he's too he got too streaky in the playoffs. You know, one minute he's great, then the next minute, I think he stays in Toronto.
Yeah, you think Bradley Beal's gonna get cashed out in Washington?
Bradley Beal will get cashed out because Washington is dumb. You know, they need some shooters. You know, and what's funny is with Paul Pierce, with them was a great team. You know, playing those 12 minutes a game or whatever. Coming off the bench and ending games. That was a good fit for them.
I think Dwayne Wade stays in Miami. Jordan Clarkson.
Jordan Clarkson's going to re-sign in L.A. They can't afford to let Jordan Clarkson go. He's going to be a great player in his league.
And on a side note, I think...
Who side? Lakers...
No, I said on a... I think the Lakers are going to have... not as scary as Minnesota, but they're going to have a nice little young nucleus going for it.
Yeah, I mean, you figure with Randall, Clarkson, and Russell right now, with cap space, with no Superman, like, L.A. is the place to be. Like, people don't worry about the taxes in L.A. because you make that up in the marketing, the commercials, it's L.A., just the venues. That's what I meant. Like, Sacramento doesn't have that allure. That's even though we're in the same state, it's like, what is there to do in Sacramento?
That's true as well. That's true.
They'll be out here in the Bay all the time, but it's like, you know, that's a good 90-minute drive sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, because sometimes it's even more with the traffic.
Not if you
Jordan
drive.
Clarkson probably a stay. From the interview I seen, it looked like he might want to stay, but that's enticing for a lot of people because that's a lot of untapped potential. Where do you think Earl Smith goes? Earl J.R. Smith.
Earl, who has rebounded his not only personal life, but on the court and off the court life, he's going to stay with Cleveland. Why? You just won a championship. If he opts in, they own $5 million. If he opts out, they're going to probably sign him to like a 4-year, because he's 31, 32, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to sign probably a 4-year, $36 million contract or a little bit more. And he played great defense in the finals too. So yeah, Earl stays. I think there's going to be a lot of staying. I don't think a lot of people is going to leave. I think Atlanta is the team where it's like, oh, wow. I think Horford, I think Bazemore, and I think Teague is all leaving Atlanta.
What about the greatest sixth man of all time, Jamal Crawford?
Staying?
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
all right, somebody who we know is moving then. We'll move on to that.
Who that?
Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard should go, in my opinion, to Portland, to Charlotte, I wouldn't mind him with Brooklyn, because even though New York has that media, it's the Knicks town, and then it's Brooklyn.
True.
He could go home to the Hawks with Millsap. He has a lot of options, but he's not going anywhere where it's a real big name.
I personally feel like he should go to Charlotte. I mean, the media coverage is almost non-existent. Charlotte cares about Charlotte. The rest of the country, it's not going to be like L.A. They're swampy out there. It's not going to be like Houston, where his dumbass went thinking he can escape down south. Like, they're not the fourth biggest media market down there. But Charlotte, him and Kemba, Nicholas Batum,
Jeremy Lin.
Young guy, yeah, Jeremy Lin, the young dude they got last year, Kaminsky.
That's Frank cool the Tank.
Yeah, I think they can do something out east. And that's why I also think Kevin Durant should go east, mainly because it's a battle in the West. The top four or five is bloated. You know, it's 300 out there every day. You're battling. You know, there's a Sparta out there. So, and the East is a free run.
There's Aaron Sparta.
Exactly. So you look at LeBron, he got a free run every year. So next year when he gets, if he gets to the finals again, oh, seventh, they'll act like this big accomplishment. But you got a free run. Who's your competition? Toronto?
No.
Exactly. So if I was Dwight, I'd go to Charlotte. I'd be in the Eastern Conference Finals next year.
I want to see Dwight playing Portland with Plumlee, Dame, McCollum. Mm-hmm. I want to see that.
Farouk Aminu.
Yeah, Farouk Aminu's improving
Ed
a lot.
Davis.
Yeah,
Ed Davis. Davis is very, very underrated.
Yeah.
Portland could use Al Jefferson if he can get his life together.
Yeah, he needs to lose weight, and he needs to become that player he was. It's funny, Al Jefferson's always one of those players who averaged earlier in his career 20-10 with two blocks but never made an all-star team because of the teams he played on. Minnesota, you know, Utah, tore his ACL with both those teams. This is his fourth team, and unfortunately he's made his money, but there's no longer a market. He's going to be coming off the bench somewhere playing like 28, 30 minutes off the bench. What do you think of San Antonio? Do you think Ginobili and Tim Duncan's retiring? Like, what do you think is going
to
happen?
Ginobili needs to retire. He should have retired 3 years ago. Tony Parker probably has about 2 years left. Tim Duncan maybe need to go too. This is the first time I couldn't finally say that he looked old. He looked done in the playoffs. He looked done. So okay, it's time to just let LaMarcus take over.
Ooh,
if they're going to go big, Mark would be great down there. Even if they probably don't have money to get Powell too. But if they got Mark Gasol, that'd be, man, I'm telling you.
I would like to see the Gasol brothers play with each other. That would be nice.
But I'm trying to think where they could do that at.
They could go to Portland. They can go to, let's see.
They could go to some beautiful Spaniard basketball going on.
Touch pass galore, good high low game.
On a side note, I would like to see Andrew Bogut go, and I would like to see Joakim Noah enter the fray.
I would like to see Harrison go.
Yes, Harrison needs to go.
Because of his defense, but I don't want him playing extended minutes because he's no longer that athletic guy. I mean, just look how he laid the ball up, like, at times, like, compared to, like, 3-4 years ago. He's old. And when athletic players that were athletic, good 3-and-D guys, and when they start losing that step, they become a huge liability. So
right,
either he goes or he takes a big reduced role. Harrison needs to go. Bogut needs to go. Varejao needs to go. We have too many nice wings on our team, you know. Azealia is going. Thanks, Luke.
I'm sure he's going to take him with him.
Yeah, Azealia is going.
Hell, he could even take Harrison with him, but I could see Harrison going 90 miles east.
You think so?
Yeah. I can see that. I can see because they have a wacky owner. He's weird. He has an infatuation with the Warriors. He knows no better. I'll see him giving Harrison that $80 million he wants.
I see Harrison going to Phoenix, honestly.
Right, somewhere just hella obscure. Just like, what made you go there? Kind of, yeah. Only way he stays is if he takes a smooth haircut. Talking $40 million off. And cut that little basic lineup you get. The Harrison Barnes haircut, the line
kinda,
the sides up and just.
I kind of have the Harrison going on right now where it's like, because of my, look, I mean, just look at it. You know, I got the Harrison going on. I'm losing my hairline, but, you know, I got it going on a little bit. So hi, I'll take the Harrison Barnes. Like, I don't want the Rudy Gay mohawk. I don't want the Damian Lillard mohawk or ball fade. I want the Harrison Barnes cut.
I got you. As long as you don't get the LeBron with the mini sunroof creeping in with the spray paint on it.
Oh, I'll take my big forehead receding hairline over LeBron's whatever the hell that's on the top of his head. Look, his hair plugs. At least this is my hair, you know.
Or get the Kevin Durant no lineup, no brush.
What? What is
wake up and go? The wake up and go. the half inch cut against the grain and leave.
Or I can grow my hair out and get the Iman Shumpert.
Oh, the man bun?
But not the symmetrical man bun. It's like off to, it's a skew. It's off to the side. It's like up over here. Hell, it looked like somebody just dipped the ice cream cone on his head and it just like slid over to like the right or left and it just stayed there.
Right.
The fact that he got a ring, though.
Where do you think Al Horford goes?
Al Horford goes to Boston. Al Horford goes to Boston or he goes to Dallas. I think Mark Cuban is secretly recruiting him.
Al Horford, Isaiah Thomas, Evan Turner probably will leave. But Avery Bradley, what's the long hair guy? Olynyk
Johnson. Olynyk, and they need
rim protection. Interesting squad over there. Yeah, they do need rim protection. Al Horford could give you that.
I think they make a run because, like I told you earlier, you know, Danny Ainge is at the buffet table with all his draft picks in this upcoming draft.
Mm-hmm.
What, 2 or 3 in the first round and then like 4 or 5 in the second or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Under, what, $20 million in cap space?
Oh, they are ready. He's rubbing his palms right now.
He is pulling up to the car wash in a dirty semi-truck.
Ready? Cash in?
And he's ready. He is ready. He's ready.
I want to address two things. One.
Who you going to undress?
No, the stupid rumors of that I heard today. One. The Warriors do not need Dirk Nowitzki. We do not need another shooter.
Or Kevin Durant.
Or Kevin Durant. Like the Steph and his, I'm going to average 5.5 assists a game, needs his shots. Klay's too busy firing off threes to give up shots to Durant. And Draymond, who's the one dog and the one real, he's a superstar out here, so he... It's time for him to start getting his touch and start putting up points. So there's no room for KD. You would have to give up somebody, you know?
Well, that's the thing. To get KD, you got to look at our contract situation. Bogut's due $13 million. Steph is due 12.
That's why he needs to go. Why is he here? What does he do?
Iggy is due 12. Draymond is due 12 to 15. I don't know the – I know he signed the 5-year, $83, $85 million contract. It started this past season. Okay. Who else? Livingston is under contract as well. You know, he got $4 million coming to him.
I wouldn't mind if he stayed.
Yeah, I love Livingston. Barbosa mm-hmm. is a free agent. He should stay.
Yeah, I want him to stay too.
Rush needs to go. I think he has a player option, which he'll probably opt in. Or maybe that was last sure. He needs to go, though, because he hasn't provided anything, really, you know. And the thing was, I liked him the first time around before he tore his ACL. He was balling with us when we sucked, when, you know, half of these fans didn't know who we were.
They probably still don't even know who Brandon Rush is, so.
McAdoo needs more playing time. Azili's going to go because he doesn't get, you know, when he gets in, he does great. He had a bad game 7. And
by the way, for all you new fans who only watch the ball, Festus boxes out. Festus brings energy to the floor. He gives room for the shooters. He spreads the floor. He doesn't just clog the lane like Bogut does. Festus is a man out there, but the minute he gets a foul or does anything wrong, then Steve Kerr pulls the leash on him, and then people want to say he sucks because they see him for 3 minutes. Like, you know, all they do is watch the ball anyway, so they're not seeing the little stuff he's doing, the screens he's setting.
Steve Kerr wants Azealia to play nice basketball, like Bogut. That's what right. I feel like at times.
Right. Gentrified basketball.
Help the opponent up basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Festus has some throwback in him.
He was on a down screen, and he pinned Kevin Love and Tristan Thompson down.
Right, right, and I've seen that.
And pinning two big power forwards down.
Right.
Run the tape.
And he's one of the him and Draymond are only two, really, who comes in and actually tries to grab rebounds instead of trying to slap them somewhere like most of everybody else on the team.
That's why you need like, Steph only showed emotion by throwing his mouthpiece. It's like, we don't need you to be this nice guy. We need you to be this dog, like Westbrook type dog. I don't care if it's not, you're the MVP. When MVP, you can't be nice. You have to be nasty. You have to be mean. You have to get in people's. I can't just. I can't picture him yelling at Klay Thompson about something stupid. Like, hey, you missed. Like, what are you doing? You know, like, wake up.
No, he's like, that's not him. Yeah. He's like, can I talk you for a minute alone?
That's Steph. Don't shoot until I shoot, pretty much.
Right. Can I have a word with you, Clayton?
Shit, Aisha Curry got more dog in her than Steph. I'm sorry. Right. All this cold-blooded assassin stuff, I didn't see it. Where is it? I mean,
it's only there when he's really on, and then he gets to yell and scream to himself.
I mean, but that's all fun and games, but everything happens for a reason. Like, you know, you're over here, you know, it's like when LeBron pre-2010 was on the sidelines, always do the pregame photos, dancing, and, you know, people didn't like that. And then when he got to the finals and the playoffs, he would lose and people would throw it back at him. There's nothing wrong with having fun, but there's got to be a time where you man up and just, like, ball out. Like, I don't feel like he gave it his all, and I felt like, I don't know. Like, after game two, when he crashed and those people didn't catch him, I felt like he was just like, all right, they don't want to catch me. Well, fine. I'm going to just, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
He had a lethargic attitude. You can tell. Body language doesn't lie. You know. And for Draymond to say it was his fault that we lost, like, no. Like, okay, you got suspended, whatever. You know, you put yourself in that position, first of all.
But suspension, like, didn't have much to do with it. Like, it's an easy thing to blame, you know, like it's an easy scapegoat.
It's not a for me. It's not a scapegoat though. You like
no, you, I mean for everyone else to say, oh, he got suspended, that cost him. Nah, we just playing like hoes the whole time. So what do you expect?
He should have been suspended when he kicked Steven Adams, and this coming from a diehard Warriors fan.
But like, maybe he would have learned his lesson then and kept himself in check. But at the same time, I mean, he damn near had a triple double last game. He balled his ass off. So I mean. Everybody else didn't show up.
Yeah. It's
Clay Alexander didn't really show up. Maybe one game. Steph showed up like one game, maybe one and a half.
All second team.
Right. Harrison, nobody really showed up. Iggy sat there complaining most of the time, holding his back and complaining to refs. Vergeau came in flopping all over the floor, curls everywhere. Fucking Barbosa played harder than half of these people. Like, you know, it is what it is. So,
like I said, though, you know, I would like to see Bazemore come back to the Warriors because it won't happen because we don't have the money for him. And the only thing about the Harrison thing is he turned down the 4-year, $64 million contract last year. He's going to command probably $80 million. We're probably going to pay him because we have his bird rights, which is like, honestly, I think we only have like $6 to $8 million in cap space this free agency.
Okay, well, with that said, I'm gonna throw a name out there. Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
David West.
If he wants to come here, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we just came out the finals. It's better than being with the Spurs. I mean, I get why you go over there, but I mean, if it's one thing we need that dog. He got that OG. I'll punch you in your face right now. Like, we need that over here.
But we need that. Okay, we need multiple. Because
he doesn't just. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Dog.
Definitely.
So who would be your wing dog? Like who would be your wing dog? Like who would at the price that we could afford? Who would be that guy?
Earl.
From 1 to 3 on our team, everybody is passive. Everybody is soft. You know, and that's not taken away. Like even Iguodala plays great defense. He's still soft though.
Oh, he's still soft as shit. You know.
You know. So who do you?
Who do you think Luol Deng wants too much money?
I think he knows he can't command it. He's made his money in his career. He would be a great pickup for us if, you know, he's got a lot of minutes on him.
I got one for you. Matt Barnes.
Matt Barnes could come on
home. Come on back.
He definitely uses toughness.
Right. Come on back.
It would be like...
Okay, that's where my vote is right now. I'm going with Matt Barnes.
It would be like the Clippers all over again because he'd always have to get it. Well, no, because the Clippers only had him and Chris Paul. And you can't have Chris Paul and Matt Barnes the toughest people on your team. Just like, okay, so hypothetically, we pick up David West, Matt Barnes.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that. Even though they're older, they can teach. They have to instill that defensive mentality. You go into the hole, you go get a hard foul. You know, we go mix it up some. That's why I want Festus to stay, but I wouldn't be mad if he left.
I wouldn't be mad at getting Joe Kim neither, but. My vote right now is Matt Barnes and David West. And with that said, they are older.
I think David West.
There's so many bodies here on this team. I mean, you know, you can spread those minutes out. It's not like you got to be out there all day. Like, you know?
No, I mean, I'm thinking, like, we picked up Varejao for David Lee. That's what the David.
Right. Right. David Lee, who practically saved our ass last year, and in comes Varejao, the flopping king.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind David Lee coming back home. And that's the thing, even though he's not tough, I would like to see him back in the Warriors uniform.
I would too, but I can see where he might have a problem with coming back over here just because how they just, you know, wrote him off like they did. Because we have people in charge who don't know shit about basketball. So
this is the thing that I don't understand. You earn your contract. He earned that 5-year, $85 million contract. We did the sign and trade in 2010 when in LeBron Mania. That was probably the best free agency class.
LeBron Mania, I like it.
Oh, it's LeBron Mania off the top. On double axe handed smash everybody.
Right. Hey, no, I'm not trying to sacrifice a year, so never mind. Because I was going to say, Steven Adams is free next year. I'm looking at the list.
Steven Adams would be the greatest pickup for us if Festus leaves.
He's actually free next year in the same year that Andrew Bogut is unrestricted and can finally get the hell out of our face. I wish it was a sign and trade somewhere, but that's not happening.
That Kiwi owned that Aussie because, you know, Aussies and Kiwis sometimes don't get along. So,
yeah.
We all know who won that fight. Shout out to New Zealand.
Right.
Oh, man.
You think Steph gets, like, 140 next year?
Yeah, Steph will get probably $185 million contract. He's going to be the highest paid player in NBA history.
Yeah, it's going to be some wild shit going on. Russell Westbrook is free next year. Chris Paul, Kyle Lowry, Dennis Schroeder, Derrick Rose, who's in trade rumors, by the way.
Derrick Rose will probably end up at Chicago's close rival, Milwaukee. Milwaukee needs a point guard because there's no way Michael Carter Williams and Gregis Vasquez and whoever else. No, you need a point guard with Jason Kidd. Greg Monroe will probably end up in Boston because, you know, Danny Ainge has his fishing pole in everybody's pond.
Right. In everybody's pond.
Because you got to remember, like, they made the playoffs without Greg Monroe last year, the year before last. In 2014-15, they made the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Oh, Joe Johnson's a free agent, too.
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, see if he can recharge his battery. A lot of interesting movements that's going to happen. You know, Drummond, Detroit's going to re-sign Drummond. Brandon Jennings, I believe, will probably go to the Hawks.
That makes sense. He's got to resurrect his career somewhere, but he's going to have to be someone's backup. So
that's Fournier, just what it is. Evan Fournier, I believe, is a restricted free agent for the Magic, and I think he's going to re-sign because he played great with them. But I also think the Magic, I could see Pau Gasol going to the Magic as well. I know Pau probably wants to go to a contender, and he has a lot left in his tank, but he probably just want to have some fun and play with some young kids, too. You never know. I think Gasol going to Orlando. I mean, you know, that's the thing. That's the cool thing about, like, us. Yeah, we're going to give you the rational destination, but it's fun to mix it up and just say something. Mixing it up like Festus. Right. It's fun to give, like, some weird, obscure team that no one outside of their fan base really cares about. Pau Gasol going to Orlando to play with Nikolai Vukovic and, you know, Elfrid Payton and Oladipo. Why not? I mean, I know Pau Gasol's probably going to the Spurs or, you know, going to a contender. But, I think he's going to the Spurs, possibly playing with his brother in Memphis if they decide to do that. Yeah. But, you know, it's fun to, like, make those stupid kind of, like, predictions because, you know, it's like playing live or 2K and just, like, letting the fantasy draft thing take over. And be like, okay, this is what I ended up with, you know? Nothing wrong with that. True,
but it's also, like, back in the day, how often we dream about somebody outlandishly coming to Golden State, knowing damn well we weren't a destination, but how many times did we dream about that?
I remember the possibilities,
all of them.
I remember when Jason Caffey, he was averaging like 16, 17 points a game.
Jason Caffey reference.
I thought that was like amazing. You know,
a Jason Caffey reference on the show.
Yeah, Jason Caffey, all his children.
Bob Sir didn't want any of that. Calvert Chatey. I love it. Yeah. Ike Diago didn't want none of that.
Chris Taft didn't want none of that.
Patrick O'Brien didn't want any of that.
Vladimir Rakhmatovic didn't want any of that.
Chris Gatling's headband.
Oh, wow. Vontigo Cummings. He didn't really want that.
Oh, I miss those days. Last article I wrote, I was saying, if you are alive, or especially if you're grown in 02, and you weren't upset when Mike Dunleavy got drafted, you're not allowed to be a fan here.
Oh, let me see off the top of my head if I remember the 02 draft class correctly. Yao went first, of course.
It was the Amari Stoudemire draft.
I think Jay Williams went second, and Dunleavy went third. Nikola Skidasvili went to Denver at 4. I remember him because in live 03, I would always do that step back 3 with him. He was a stretch 4.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a true stretch 4. Amari Stoudemire went 9th to Phoenix, I believe.
Should have went 3rd.
The other person I remember from that draft class that's probably still playing, because I had
Nene
that slam.
Nene went 7.
Who?
Nene.
Nene went. Didn't, wasn't Drew Gooden in that draft?
He went 4th.
Yeah. And hold on. DeJuan Wagner went to Cleveland. Hold on. Let me see if I can get this. Who else is there? He's on the tip of my tongue. What's his? Okay, Amari was there. Dang it! I had it too. DeJuan Wagner threw me off. Skidasvili, DeJuan Wagner, Drew Gooden, Jay Williams, Yao Ming, Amari Stoudemire. It was that slam cover. Who was right there? Who was sitting down? Because Dunleavy was mugging.
Was it Carlos Boozer?
Boozer went in the second round, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking it up right now?
I'm looking at it.
Okay, who was after DeJuan Wagner at 7? Nene, right?
Nene went 7. And Chris Wilcox went 8th.
He was a beast with the Sonics and with the Clippers. I used to like
him. He was an energy guy.
It's like a Jason Maxill before Jason Maxill.
This was a weak-ass draft, though.
Who went after Wilcox?
I remember being excited about Juan Dixon. Like, I always have these damn obscure-ass people I'm excited about.
Juan Dixon actually won a championship with Maryland that year, if I remember.
Yeah. It's always these people I'm excited about hoping they turn into something. Who was after Juan Dixon? Flip Murray went in the second round.
Wow, I was just watching a highlight tape of Flip Murray when he broke out in Seattle. And
I had high hopes for that dude. I used to try to tell him, he has a cold jump shot. You got to – like, who cares about Flip Murray? I cared, you know. But
didn't Michael – wasn't Michael – no, Michael Redd was in the 98 draft class, I think.
OG Michael Redd. I wanted him to be a Warrior so bad back in the day.
A lot of Cleveland fans don't realize when he was a free agent in 05, 06, he had just – right before – in 06, actually, because he had just played for the not the Olympic team, but the USA national team, and we won bronze. That's when we were sucking at the Olympics and Olympic Games and World Games. They had just won bronze at 2016. Cleveland offered him, I think, like a 6-year, $80 million deal, but he turned it down.
Ooh.
I remember that because I remember the Cavs wanted him to play with LeBron. This is around the time when the Cavs had when they had Larry Hughes, Drew Gooden was still killing for them. Zydrunas Ilgauskas was still
Big up. Z.
The Big Z, yeah. Who went after Juan Dixon in that draft? Do you still have it up?
Give me somebody went second.
And then 9th was Stoudemire. I'll never forget Stoudemire was 9th, and I was so mad.
I was mad he didn't go 3, and that haunts me till this day. It reminds me of the times. Well, I'm not even going to get into Raider draft picks. I'm going to save that for another day. But
01, we had an excellent draft in 01. Jay Rich was in 01.
Chris Wilcox went 8th, Stoudemire 9, Caron Butler 10.
Karan Tough Juice, yeah. I remember that, yeah.
Then it gets really whack from there. You don't really want to know.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. Just name, just so I won't have to look it up, just off shits and giggles. Ooh.
You really want to know?
Yeah, I do want to know. That's
Karan why. Karan Butler, 10. Jarrett Jeffries, 11. 12, Melvin Eli.
Or Melvin 13, Eli. He had brains.
Marcus Hayslip, Fred Jones. Some foreign guy.
2004.
Jerry Welsh.
Dunk
like, look at this. Ryan Humphries. Kareem Rush. You remember him?
Yeah. Remember Kareem Rush. Brandon Rush's brother.
Quintel Woods. Casey J. Where are these people? Ah, Tyshawn Prince went number 23.
Yeah. Yuri Welsh is from the Czech Republic. I remember that because when I dated Vendula, remember she was from the Czech Republic and... I remember
Roy John Selmans.
Ah,
26.
He was good with the Kings. And then the Bulls gave him... No, the Kings gave him that fat contract. Then he went to the Bulls, and he couldn't live up to the expectations because he was supposed to be that like kind of third guy for Ben Gordon and Lou Alden.
Right.
And kind of fell into the rotation after that. But he was averaging... He averaged, I think, 17 points... 18 points a game for like 2-3 years with the Kings and 1 year with the Bulls, and he never regained from that.
I got two names for you before I move on. Ready?
Go.
Roger Mason Jr.
Wow, with the dreads, and he hit that shot with the Spurs. I think he has a ring, one of the rings with the Spurs, doesn't he?
How about Dan Gatsarik?
We had Dan Gatsarik. I remember the Bucks and the Blazers. I remember that. Who went second round that was a notable player?
Carlos Boozer.
Besides Boozer?
I moved it. I want to look at the 01 draft because this was a great draft.
01, let me see.
I don't want to call it great, but it was nice. It was nice.
Kwame Brown went first in 01. I think Eddie
Shout out
Curry,
to Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Jordan, the president of the Wizards at the time. But Eddie Curry and Tyson Chandler was in that draft. They went second and I think fourth. And that's when Elton Brand got traded, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Tyson Chandler, Pau Gasol, Eddie Curry. Then the great Jason Richardson.
Yep. We had Jason Richardson and Troy Murphy. And then Gilbert Arenas, wasn't he in the second round? Or did he go in 02 for the second round?
Gilbert went 01.
So he was the first pick of the second round. We had a good draft that year.
No. Second pick of the first round because Trenton Hassel went before him.
I hated Trenton Hassel. He went to Timberwolves. I hated his tattoos. I hated his...
Brian Scalabrine, 35th pick.
Big Scal.
Yeah. The Mamba.
The real Mamba.
Right. Right. The Sana Jop.
Went 7 feet, 300.
This is the kind of shit I'm talking about.
He went to Cleveland and was just... He was supposed to be the new Shaq. I remember that.
I love people who get drafted. I mean, not to say I'm a psychic, but half the time you can see. Like, they're not going to be shit. Sometimes people surprise you, but a lot of times you can tell when you see them. Like, what the hell are these people thinking? That's how sometimes I think I can be an NBA scout.
Who went after Pau Gasol in the 2001 draft class? Name the top 10
picks. Eddie Curry.
Yeah, I know that.
Top 10, Kwame Brown, Tyson Chandler, Pau Gasol, Eddie Curry, the great Jason Richardson, Shane Battier, Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin, rest in peace. He died, I believe, in a car accident. He played with Houston. He went to Seton Hall. That was my dude, though. I used to love the guy.
The Sanaja, Rodney White, and Joe Johnson.
Who White? What White?
Rodney White.
I remember Rodney White. Joe Johnson got drafted by the Celtics, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what's the next guys after that? Yeah, that's a pretty good draft class so far.
Kedrick Brown, whoever that is.
He went to the Celtics. I remember he ended up with the Celtics. He wasn't that good because he was with Kendrick Perkins and them.
Vladimir Radmanovic.
He had a solid career.
Richard Jefferson, RJF. Yeah. Troy Murphy.
Murph! When he dunked on Dale Davis and looked at him, and that was like one of our highlights. That was our highlight package for the years, remember?
The good old days.
It was a great time out. You see him dunking on Dale Davis because he was left-handed and he looked at him.
Right. Zach Randolph went 19th.
Yup, he had just won a championship with Michigan State.
Okay, this was the year the Kings picked up Gerald Wallace.
Yeah, because he was in the 0-2 dunk contest. I remember
that. I have a real problem with people who draft players with no skill set. That bothers me. Like, okay, he's athletic. I get it. What does he do?
But you have to remember, Gerald Wallace, I don't want to do a spoiler because I told you it was going to be on one of my next articles, but you have to remember the NBA is a copycat league no matter how many times like you look at it. At that time, it was about high schoolers and athleticism because of Kevin Garnett's, the Kobe Bryant's. You know, you had, you know, three out of the first four draft picks were high school guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Gasol was, you know, obviously he was a professional way before he got drafted, you know. So Eddie Curry, Tyson Chandler, and, you know, Kwame Brown.
I got a name for you.
You know, go for it.
Jamal Tinsley.
Rucker Park's own.
I used to love that dude, man. Point guard has always been that position I just loved all the time, but I thought he was going to be something much more than what he was, but he was still nice for a brief moment.
Who else?
What do you know about Mehmet Okur?
Yeah, I know all about Big Mehmet.
I used to kill people on live.
If you wanted to use a stretch four without... That was a nice team. Deron Williams, Karolinko, Boozer, Okur.
Yeah. Until Deron Williams decided, you know what? I don't like this coach anymore.
CJ Miles, Ronnie Brewer, Derek Fisher. I think
they
this
had
is
a tough little squad, man. They had a nice mix of young and old. And, they had a nice little squad.
Right.
I loved it.
Greatest draft class to me is always going to be the 96. Yeah. Iverson, Bob Sura, you know, Kobe, Ray Allen, Derek Fisher, Marcus Camby.
1996 was the greatest, like, that was for our generation right there. And actually, you can see the generational draft. So, 84 yeah. was that generation before us who brags about Jordan and you know, whoever, you know, Barkley and all those people they used to brag about. But 96, wow. that was us. The new generation, they got 03, but this here, man. Iverson, Camby, Sharif Abdul-Rahim didn't get enough praise.
Hold on, I can't hear you. 1 second. Yeah, hello?
Yeah. You there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. I don't know what happened.
That's all right. That's what editing is for.
Okay, what were we talking about?
The 96 draft, the greatest draft of all time.
Right.
Featuring Kerry Kittles, one high sock, one low sock.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I used to kill when, man, that net. Let me see if I remember that net starting five. I think it was Jason Kidd, Kendall Gill, Kenyon Martin, Richard Jefferson, and Kerry Kittles.
Killing.
That was a squad.
You know, the second round sucked, but the first round, oh, man, Moochie Norris.
with the A-Train, Aaron Williams coming off the bench. Remember him?
The A-Train.
Light-skinned dude with the red, kind of reddish taper fade.
Oh, this was a horrible year. So, I hate to be the one to bring up bad news, but I just want to name off some names that got picked
Donald Foyle
after went. Todd Fuller.
Oh, T-Mac. Kobe.
Kobe, Peja, Steve Nash, Jermaine O'Neal, even Tony Delk. Oh, I remember Walter McCarley, Big Z, Fisher. All those choices. And we got... Oh, never mind. I'm not even going to go into detail. But yeah, this was a great draft.
Next year, we got a Donald Foyle in 97. Yeah. Todd.
Here's the Ray Allen here. Yeah, Todd freaking Fuller.
I had his rookie card, Dwayne Farrell, him and...
Yeah, his rookie card, how'd that happen?
I don't know. I remember I had it, though.
And were you excited he was there, or it just kind of fell upon your hands?
I got swindled. That's why I don't kind of block it out of my head.
Okay.
Hey kid, I'll give you this Dwayne Fuller all mint condition rookie card for your used Hardaway card.
Right. Oh man. I just want to see what the Warriors draft pick was. Oh, yeah, that was a Donald Foyle guy picked at 8.
Yeah. I think okay, that was 97, 98.
Yeah.
That was Andy going first. Who do we get in 98? Oh, that was Vince Carter, Anton Jameson, yeah.
Good old days. The people we could have had, I could do a whole article. We could do a whole segment on people we could have had.
I know, we were supposed to be talking about free agents, and we ended up back in 2000. We went from 2003 to 96 to 2002.
Well, you know what? We'll go ahead and say goodnight on that note.
Absolutely. And I will see you adieu again tomorrow.
Same bad time, same bad channel.
Oh, so I'm Robin?
You can be Batman and my Batman. It works.
Suicide Squad is coming out, and I can't wait to see Joker tear some things up.